Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. First off, I am just so happy today, you guys. Like, I'm just overwhelmed with happiness today. Like, I decided to put myself out there. I know a lot of you probably saw that. And I made a post just introducing myself. And for the first time, I really feel like things are just going in a great direction with my podcast. I've had over 100 plays in the last 7 days. And I truly, truly, truly just want to take the time to thank you all. Like, whew, I'm just overwhelmed. Like, I'm just so happy. Like, this is my dream. I'm living a dream. And I know that it's a small dream right now, but I have big plans for this small dream. Like, I'm just so proud of myself, and I'm just proud of you guys as well. Like, thank you for joining me. You are appreciated. I don't take this for granted. I just want you guys to know. And I know that you know that. I had someone reach out to me and told me that I have created a safe space. And that truly touched my heart. You guys, y'all know I'm emotional, and y'all know why I do this. And that is the goal. I want you guys to feel like this is a safe space, because it's definitely mine. It's my safe space. It's where I can be 100% transparent, and I don't worry about being judged. A lot of the times, with mental health, we are automatically judged. And that's something that people, you know, just assume. Oh, she has mental health problems. She must be having one of those days. Or it must be, you know, the first thing they want to do is call us crazy or feel like we're inadequate. But that's not the case. I know different. I know that we are some of the strongest people. Because first off, we acknowledge what we got going on. And that's the number one thing that sets us apart from a lot of people. So many people are struggling with mental health and they don't even realize it. They don't know what's going on. They think that this is normal. And that was definitely me. You know, years ago, the way I was feeling, I thought that this was just life. Like, this is just how things are always going to be. But it's not true. A lot of us, especially in the Black community, we're just not educated enough on mental health. It's becoming more in the limelight these days. But for years, it's been one of those things that no one talks about. We just sweep it under the rug. Like, oh, get over it. Toughen up. It could be worse. You know, I hate it when people say that. Don't minimize my feelings and how I feel. Like, don't do that. Because it's a valid feeling. It's a valid condition. It's literally a chemical imbalance in your brain. So don't let people make light of your situation. Because it is serious. And I'm here for you guys. Like, my dream is to empower as many people as I can. I know that we doubt ourselves. I know that negative self-talk can take over sometimes. I know we question everything. We want control. You know, it's a lot of things that goes with this mental health. Like, it's a lot of things that goes with it. But we can tackle those things one day at a time. And if one day is too much, tackle it 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. Whatever you got to do to keep going forward, that's what you do. Whether you take a giant step or a baby step, as long as you keep going forward, it's okay. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and she was telling me about how all these millionaires have similar stories. They didn't wake up and be a millionaire. They didn't wake up to success. They have a power. And guess what? Me and you, we have that same power. And do you know what that power is? It's the power of never giving up. It would have been so easy. It would have been so easy to take myself out. You know, trigger warning, I'm sorry. But it would have been so easy for me to cut a little deeper that day. And just give up on everything. That would have been the easy route. But I'm not here for the easy. If I wanted it to be easy, I would have been gone a long time ago. I am here for a reason. I just want you guys to know that you have this power. I have the power. And on the days that you don't have it, let me loan you some of my power, because I don't want you to give up. Sometimes we have to get out of our own way. We say that we want certain things, but we don't act on it. Yesterday, I took action and I seen immediate results. So just imagine if I took action consistently. I would be in a totally different place, you guys. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. No one knows you like you do. So you know how to stop yourself from doing certain things. You know how to motivate yourself to do certain things. You know your limits. And when you exceed those, you know when to step down. You have that power. You have that control. No, you can't give 100% every day. Today, you might just have 65%. Hell, you might even have 25%. But that is okay. Because if you give me all of that 25%, you really gave me 100% of what you had available. You know, we need to start looking at it that way. Even if you feel like it's not enough, just know that it really is. I don't hear the words, "I'm proud of you." I don't hear the words, "You're a great mother," or "I appreciate you." I don't hear those words often. So in those times, I have to tell myself those things. Because I am proud of myself. I look back on my life and it's just like, wow. That should have broke you. Sometimes I wonder, like, how did I even make it through that? Some situations I can laugh at, some make me cry. Because it's just like, wow, I really went through that. And I'm still here. I know people personally who have given up. And like I said, that's easy. That is definitely an easy thing to do. But I would never be satisfied with myself if I gave up. On the days when I have 1%, I find the strength to get up and give life that 1%. That's all I got. That's all I can give. Like, you guys are truly amazing. And I just want you to know that we're in this together. Like, from my day ones to people who are just listening to me today, I'm lending you a piece of my heart here. And that's every episode. I just want you to know that you are appreciated. You are loved. You are needed. And I know sometimes it's hard to see those things, but it's true. And when you can't find those things, just know that I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm proud of you. Here's to the second half of the year being way more amazing than the first. Here's to a reset. Here's to a new day. Here's to new motivation, new connections, new friends. Here's to a new life. You have the power. It is in your control. You got it. And if you guys need me, you know where you can always reach me. Single Mom with Depression, the number 2, at gmail.com. You know I'm emotional. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina, I-T-Z-Y-A-G-I-R-L-K-A-T-R-I-N-A. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me at any time. I'm always here for you guys. Like, seriously, I know some people say that and they really don't mean it, but there have been people who have reached out to me just for a word of encouragement, just to say hi, just to say they're proud of me. Like, those things are so appreciated. I don't get feedback often, but when I do, it is literally the highlight of my day. I appreciate you guys. I truly do. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number, 1-800-273-8255. Use it if you need it. They are always there, just like I'm always there for you. I thank you guys. Like, you truly give me purpose and a sense of companionship and camaraderie that I don't have. Like, you literally fill a void in my life. And that right there is just irreplaceable. And as we grow and as my family gets bigger, I thank you guys for being here with me. You're part of my family. And I truly love each and every one of my listeners. Like, if you know me or not, just know that my words are sincere. And I truly wish you the best. Like, you got today. It might not be a perfect day, but you got it. And I'm so, so proud of you. And until next time.